Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today in the United States, we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. In some places, it's the second Sunday of Christmas. But from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, The Gift of Epiphany.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophets, And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage. After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany, one of the highlights of the Christmas season. Our image is of three men, three wise men riding their camels to Bethlehem, laden with gifts for the newborn king. They follow a brilliant star that rests over the place where the child Jesus lies in a manger, watched by his mother and father. This epiphany, whether or not it actually happened, is a deeply symbolic representation of God's invitation to all humankind to participate in the redemptive life of that Christ child. The message isn't just for the Jews anymore. It's a message to all people everywhere who are unconditionally included in God's family. The word epiphany means revelation or manifestation. In this case, the unveiling of the mystery of God's love for all. But this isn't the only epiphany in Scripture. The age-old tradition of the church is that on this day we celebrate a kind of triple epiphany. Three significant events in the life of Christ unfold, one after the other, to reveal to us the miracle of God becoming human and giving his life for us. The first epiphany is the visit of the Magi, the manifestation of God's inclusion of the Gentiles. The wise men, representing all of us, stand in the light of the star and become beacons of hope for the entire universe. All, including ourselves, are gathered, past, present, and future, in this mysterious revelation of mercy. The second epiphany we are given is the baptism of Jesus. This extraordinary event is the central focus for Eastern Orthodox and Eastern Catholic traditions, and is often referred to as theophany, literally the revelation of God. The experience is marked by the gospel verse recounting the voice of God announcing that Jesus is God's beloved Son. Their relationship is bathed in the light of their mysterious love for one another. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The third Epiphany, perhaps surprisingly, emerges at the wedding feast of Cana, when Jesus, in deference to his mother Mary, changes water into wine. This Epiphany is the revelation of his divine power and the beginning of his public ministry. A wedding guest becomes the host of the eternal banquet for all of God's family. In each step of the life of Jesus, the Epiphany continues. The proverbial star illuminates the Son of God, who becomes the star itself, moving beyond the darkness of unknown and unfamiliar boundaries. The life of Jesus unfolds in a struggle between light and darkness, and the light prevails and continues to prevail in the lives of his followers. As we conclude our celebration of the Christmas season and re-enter the challenge of living in ordinary time, I invite us to reflect back on our own lives and name and describe the experiences of Epiphany that have revealed God's love to us. Let us pray for the grace to be open to new epiphanies as we accompany one another in the darkness that leads us to light. Have a blessed, joyful, and peaceful New Year.